From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes his eighth message in a series of studies in the book of Joshua. The message is entitled, Facing Death Through the Living Christ. The text is Joshua chapter 3, which records Israel's passage of the Jordan River. Quite frequently, the Jordan is used as a picture of death, and in the course of this message, Dr. Cairns has been showing how this passage illustrates the Christian's encounter with the last enemy. The ark is a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ. Since He has already passed through death and conquered it by His resurrection, He is able to bring His people safely through death's cold stream. In dealing with this subject, Dr. Cairns first emphasized the solemn truth that all of us live in the sight of Jordan. The shadow of death hangs over everything in life. Our time in this world is at best brief, and soon we must pass over the Jordan. Death is certain. It is universal. No one can escape it, and it is final. Against this solemn background, God's people may rejoice because Christ's entrance into Jordan guarantees the believer's safe passage to the other side. For the Christian, Christ has removed the fear of death. A believer may therefore find perfect peace in the hour of death as he dies with his eyes on Christ. Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message in a few minutes. First, he calls attention to the truth that Christ has once appeared.
You know the saying, familiarity breeds contempt. Unfortunately, that's rather true, and we treat contemptibly some of the most precious things just because we have become over familiar with them. Certainly, I find that familiarity with some of the great statements of Scripture often blinds people to their stupendous meaning. For example, think of this. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, Christ hath once appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. Now let that sink in. That is a stupendous statement. Christ hath once appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. There are people who say, oh, I know that. You're not telling me anything new. I know that Christ came. I know that He sacrificed Himself. I know that He died and that He rose again. I know that He did all this out of love for sinners. People will say that and yet then dismiss it as if they had just said, I know that the mall opens at 10 o'clock and closes at 9 o'clock. No big deal. They can say, I know this about Christ, and then dismiss it. What's happening? Familiarity is breeding contempt. Now here's an amazing and yet a glorious thing. There are parts of the world today where people are giving anything, sometimes risking their lives, just to get their hands on a Bible, just to be able to read a statement like this for themselves. There are people who are hearing this for the very first time, and it's opening their eyes and their hearts and their minds, and they are rejoicing to hear of such love in God for sinners such as they are. And they open their hearts to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm delighted to know that. I have a friend who is doing a work with our denomination in Nepal, in a country that until recently was shut to the gospel of Jesus Christ. A young man there just a few years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago, was saved by the grace of God, had a burden to take the gospel that had liberated him up into the villages of his country, villages that are largely neglected. And in he went in the last 18 months, 2 years. He has seen some 2,000 people gladly embrace Christ. They hear this for the first time, and it is stupendous news. And yet here in the West, there are people whose familiarity has made them treat this truth with utter contempt. My friend, let me tell you, if you contemn the truth of the gospel, there will come a day when the God who sent that gospel will contemn you. If you dismiss his Christ, he will dismiss you. Oh, I trust that wherever you are today, you will not allow familiarity with the gospel message to lead you to treat it with contempt. Never lose the newness and the wonder and the awe of these great gospel truths, recognizing that Christ once appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Make sure you bow the knee, thank him for ever coming to save a sinner like you, and ask him to enter into your heart and your life as your Savior and your Lord.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Again at that picture in Joshua chapter 3. The people could see the priests going before. They saw them stand in the overflowing river. I have no doubt, if I know human nature, I have no doubt whatsoever that there were many people as they walked on toward Jordan who were saying, what on earth are we doing here? We're going to get drowned in this river. It was in full spate. It was flowing over its banks. They knew. They just knew. There was no way over. But then they saw the ark borne and the priest standing in the water. They saw something they had never seen before. They saw
the river pile up as if a mighty wall held back its waters. And these waters drain away. And they saw, this is as big a miracle as the damming of the waters, for the Jordan is one of the rockiest of all riverbeds. They saw God make a way on dry land through. Tell me, do you think there any fear left? No. Now, there may have been some particular Arminian among them who felt maybe that wall will come crashing down. It's possible. But you see, the glorious thing is, whether you're an Arminian or not, that wall doesn't come crashing down. Hallelujah. They passed over on dry land. And with Christ going on before us, listen, we need never fear. There'll be a way through. There'll be a way through. And that great wall of water of the river of death will not crash down upon us. The hymn writer said, I won't have to cross Jordan alone. The truth of the matter is, you won't have to cross Jordan at all. You cross a dry riverbed. You don't cross the river at all. It's a dry riverbed. And not one of us who knows Christ will be left out. Where does it lead? It leads to Canaan. Now, Canaan can speak of many things. But what, and I think I have Hebrews 4 to back me up on this, what it speaks of ultimately is the rest that we have eternally in Christ. Canaan land is glory land. It's the land of our great arrival. What lies beyond the Jordan? Canaan. What a picture we have. One has stood in the Jordan before us. He has dried it up. He has made a way for us to pass over. He guarantees that we will pass safely over. And that beyond the river, there is the promised land of eternal glory. Another hymn I would want to have sung this morning. There are various hymns I wanted us to have this morning. It just were not in our book. We will really have to get on with the job of finishing our own hymnal. That'll come. All things come to those who wait. But another hymn that I wanted us to sing this morning. There is a land of pure delight, where saints immortal reign. Infinite day excludes the night, and pleasures banish pain. Could we but climb where Moses stood and view the landscape o'er, not Jordan's stream, nor death's cold flood, should fright us from the shore. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground, and soon we'll hear the trumpet sound. Then we shall with Jesus reign and never, never, never part again. That is the testimony of Joshua chapter 3. Is it your testimony? Let me ask you today, is this your Bible-based expectation? Let me go right back to the question from Jeremiah that I mentioned at the beginning of this message. How will you do in the swellings of Jordan? The text gives us the Christian's ready answer. I have Christ before me. I simply ask Him, hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. I have a Christ who has never failed and who will never fail. However weak any individual Christian, He will never fail to bring the weakest trembling soul safely through to glory. What great Christian comfort there is in Joshua chapter 3. But my friend, let me tell you, that comfort is for Christians only. Doesn't belong to anybody else. If you're living your life near to the Jordan, but trying to obliterate it from your mind, you're trying to live as if death didn't exist. If you're living your life without regard to Christ, He is not your ark. He is not your mercy seat. He is not your Savior. He is not your Lord. He is not your King. You care nothing for Him. You have no time for Him. You have no eyes for Him. You have no heart for Him. If Christ is not yours, then there is no comfort here. For I have to tell you that without Christ, Jordan, in its swelling time, is uncrossable. Without Christ, Canaan is unreachable. Without Christ, death will swallow you up into an eternal night of suffering and of woe, and the waters of the river of death will give place to the burnings of the lake of fire. The Jordan issues finally into the Dead Sea. The Jordan of death issues into the lake of fire. The ultimate Dead Sea. At the beginning of this message, I said that Jordan didn't seem much of a river. That the great rivers of this world appear much, much more important, much more compelling than the River Jordan. But don't you be so taken up with the rivers of this world and all they represent. Its commerce, its business, its entertainments, its occupations. Don't be so much taken up with these that you fail to consider Jordan. If I could speak metaphorically, you don't have to cross the Mississippi. But you must cross Jordan or perish in its swollen torrents. Be wise. Be wise. Consider this. God has given you time. You are lodged before Jordan for a few brief days at the most. Soon the command is going to come through. The tent pegs will be pulled up. Tent will be folded up. And you will be on your way. Your soul will be in God's eternity. Before you come to Jordan's bank, look to Christ. Get your eyes on Christ. There's life for a look at the crucified one. Get your eyes on Christ. You'll be able to face death and life through the living Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.